what's your initial thoughts of the team so far, first 3 days?
I think we're doing good, man. I mean, as far as continuity is concerned and kind of, you know, chemistry, I think we're ahead of where we were last year, which is always a good thing.
How much better is this receiving core now with Bo and Hartline? Mm-hmm. How much better than last year?
You know, it's still, we have yet to figure it out. I know we have a lot of depth. I know we have a lot of experience, which, you know, coming into last year, we couldn't say, you know, because Taylor Gabriel, nobody knew he was, you know, such a incredible receiver, which he is. You know, Travis Benjamin showed a lot last year. You know, I think there was a lot of question marks around me. You know, Miles Austin, you know, came in last year coming off an injury, and he played well. So, you know, I think this year we have guys like Hartline and Bo who are proven, you know, and then you have Taylor Gabriel with another year, Travis Benjamin, myself. So I think the depth as far as experience is a lot higher than last year. So, you know, with that comes higher expectations.
Andrew, what is your response to anyone that says that they ask themselves where the playmakers on the offense are? What is your response to that?
We'll show you.
What are you seeing in the quarterbacks differently this year, both from Brian to Josh and the change in Johnny?
You know, Johnny is matured. No question about that, man. He's in his playbook. And, you know, I mean, that's just come with being a pro, man. After, you know, a year, you kind of learn the ropes. You see how things work. And, you know, Johnny, being such a high-profile guy, kind of got caught his lumps in, you know, in the public eye. You know, but it's no different than every other rookie that comes in. But he's doing incredible, man. And Josh has, like I said, experience. That's something you can't teach. You know what I mean? As a rookie, when you come in, you know, you might have the height, you may have the arm, you might have the speed or, you know, whatever. But the experience, that's special. And Josh has so much of it, man. So he knows the offense like the back of his hand. You know, he's telling receivers what to do, tight ends, O-line. And, you know, he has such a, you know, a presence in the huddle. It's cool to see.
Role will be much different in Flip's offense than it was last year?
You know, the offense is different. You know, now as far as my role, I mean, that has yet to be determined. Like I said, we have a lot of guys, and, you know, when you have that much depth, you have the ability to roll in and out, keep guys fresh, and kind of keep defenses on their toes. So as a receiving corps, we have a lot of work to do. We have to continue to learn the offense, you know, continue to make adjustments. When we're doing less thinking, then we can play faster. It's only day three. So we have a lot of ways to go, but like I said, we're on the right path.
Paul, can you explain to us how the offense is a little different in the passing game?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit. I mean, they're both similar West Coast. Shanahan's was a little, you know, more catered to his style, and it was a little more, I don't know the right word for it, but the system kind of took care of itself. The Flip's offense kind of gives us free reign to use our abilities. You know what I mean? It gives us
a little more option routes.
Not more option routes, but, you know, if a guy is big, it's, you know, you have the ability to use your size on a route. You know, it kind of gives you a little more leeway in your route running to where, you know, Shanahan's was more, you know, everyone does it a certain way, which was, you know, it worked. You know, but this one is a little more, if I'm quick, I'm going to use my quickness in a route. You know, Dwayne Bowe might use his size. You know, Hartline might use, you know, his patience or his smart, you know, whatever our gifts are, you know what I mean, we're kind of putting in the forefront in our routes, and it kind of caters to each person individually.
Is that
Andrew,
the difference
between
this
year and last year? Whereas this year it seems to, and maybe I'm misreading it, but you would know better, but it seems like Flip is more flexible and willing to tailor to individual players as opposed to a system. Would you agree with that?
I won't say he's more willing, because, like I said, Shanahan tailored to us as well. It was just a little different way. You know, now Flip is very open to, you know, CJ, and he says it. He walks in the front and says, listen, if you guys want to come talk to me about something, we'll talk, and that's what happens. We'll talk about plays. I'll go to Flip, and I'll say, hey, what do you think of this? And he'll, you know, we'll go back and forth, and they'll make adjustments from there. Him, Alex, Mack, anybody on offense who has a suggestion, Flip is more than willing to hear it, and if it works well for our team, then we'll go with it.
You see that a lot from other offensive coordinators in the past where they open to player suggestions?
You know what? I think it, once again, it relies on the experience of your personnel. You know what I mean? So when I was in Cincinnati, we had a bunch of young guys. We didn't have much of that. But I can't blame them because we didn't know what the hell we were talking about anyway. You know, but in our team, we do have a lot of guys with experience. So, you know, I think Flip understands that, and he's open to it.
So have you suggested anything yet?
Huh?
Have you suggested anything to
him? Yeah, I've made a couple suggestions. We threw some things on the wall, you know.
What did he say?
Andrew, last year.
Some shot down, some got to go. We're still working on it. It's day three.
Last year at this time, everybody was kind of wondering, what will happen with the Gordon situation?
Uh-huh.
Now, this year, you come into camp, we kind of know what's going to happen
with
the Gordon situation. And this is the group.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good, do you think, for the team? Not at the expense of Gordon, but the fact that this is the group of receivers. You know these guys are going to be here. We're not waiting on a...
Yeah, obviously. I mean, whenever you have, you know, confirmation of what's going on, we can worry about other things. You know what I mean? I mean, last year, like you said, it was in limbo. We didn't know how many games was going to be gone, if he was going to be there. So there was a lot of questions as far as, you know, rotation. Even late when he came back, we still had, you know, we're trying to figure things out, and I think it hurt us a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, so this year we know who our guys are, and we can work for the season, and that's, you know, that's the name of the game.
Hawk, what are your impressions of Pryor in the early stages here?
Pryor is a freak athlete, man. He is, and he's picked up a lot in a short amount of time. Now, there's a lot being thrown at him because it's NFL football, you know, but he has the mental capabilities. I don't think people realize about Pryor how much he knows football and how much he works at it. Like, he's a, you know, stay after and watch film kind of guy. He's a, you know, stay after, get some catches. Hey, Hawk, can you help me with my releases? And, like, when you're – if you're trying to be a good football player, you got to have that. And like I said, Pryor has all the tools, man. He just got to – you know, hopefully there's enough time for him to put it all together.
When you say Gabriel is an incredible receiver, what do you like best about him? And when did you know that he had that in him last year as a undrafted?
Honestly, I've seen it from the game, man. He's just an explosive player. He's a lot like Pryor, and he's always going to get extra work. He's, you know, he wants to learn. And, like I said, he has a lot of tools, man. If he continues to – progress the way he has, he's going to be very special in the league.
Do you think there's some teams that would have just ignored him because of his size?
No, I think there's it's factual that teams did ignore him because of his size. You know, because there's no way he should be a tryout player. It's simple as that. There's first, second round, and third round receivers that were drafted this year and last year that aren't anywhere near as good as Taylor Gabriel.
But that's the
league we play in.
Are you and Taylor happy there's a guy actually shorter than you in the room?
I am no. This is the first time ever in my life I think I'm not the shortest receiver. And it is an awesome feeling. A lot of short jokes getting thrown out in the meeting room.
Are you, though, encouraging Shane Wynn on that issue at all? Does he need encouragement?
You know, actually, it's funny because before Shane Wynn came here, when he was training for the draft, I was watching film on him and watching him run. And I sent him a message on Twitter. I said, hey, man, I really like your game. Keep working. So we kind of had a relationship long before he was here. Then he went to Atlanta, and I was kind of giving him some pointers. And, you know, so yeah, whenever I see somebody like that with the ability, you know, I feel like it's my duty to let them know, like, hey, man, it's possible. Just keep going. You know, I was in your shoes. So, yeah, I mean, Shane has a lot of ability, and like I said, he's also trying to soak everything in.
Andrew, with your road to get here, kind of hard to believe this is your fifth year in the league.
Yeah, man, it is. I was thinking about it. 8 years ago I came here and was on, you know, trying out here. So, you know, like I said, I'm blessed. I never would have thought in a million years I'd be in this position. You know, I thank God for the opportunity, you know, to be here, and I'm just trying to cherish it, you know.
Hey, Hawk, you talked about Pryor. It goes to you to learn how to release. It's kind of incredible to me that NFL players at the same position are willing to help each other so much when one guy could actually be stealing, taking your job away. So
yeah.
talk about.
Well, I think it's like this, man. We love football. We've been playing football for, you know, 20 years. This is a part of our livelihood, you know. So we're watching film. We don't just come out here and play ball. This is our life. This is my life. You know, this has changed my family's life. For my brothers who have all went on scholarship, they got us college degrees. You know, it's gotten us, it's bought us houses. It's our kids are living different lives than we lived growing up. So this isn't something we just come here. It's not a game. Like, I know everyone thinks it's a game. It's not a game to us. You know, so whenever we have the opportunity to give somebody else some of this knowledge that we've acquired over the years to make it easier on the next guy, that's just us loving football, man. You know, I think it's kind of our duty, and it's really is a cool thing to do.
What I'm saying is, I mean, so that guy that you're helping could end up taking your job. And
cycle of life, man. You know, it's a cycle of life. You know, I'm confident in my abilities. You know, I think most guys, if you play the game of football, you should be confident in your abilities. May the best man win. That's just, you know, if you can help another guy, shoot, he might not be here. He might go somewhere else. I might go somewhere else. But regardless, you know, he might want the opportunity to also play this game, you know. So, like I said, I'm willing to help anybody who wants to learn, man. That's just who I've always been.
Hey, Hawk, the importance of continuity. You came from a program that the coach has been, the guy to be one of the longest tenured coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
Jimmy was just, the owner was just talking about not wanting to blow things up. If he can avoid it, likes Patton. Have you seen in Patton? And can you talk about the importance of that for a winning program?
Yeah, I mean, you could just – sorry, Action 19. My apologies. Yeah, you could kind of see it even in the demeanor of the guys. I mean, you're coming back to a coach. He knows us. We know him. He knows how certain people work. Like, you know, last year he was trying to figure it out. We were trying to figure him out. You know, I think Patton is an incredible coach, man. He's my kind of guy. He's about all business. He's not a show favoritism guy. He's not a – you know, not a lot of fluff, not a man of many words. He wants production. He wants hard work. There's no gray area, and I appreciate a coach like that. So, like I said, I think Pettine's going to be an incredible coach for in this league long after I'm done playing, and it's cool to be a part of his first team.
Any similarities between him and Marvin?
No. Not many similarities. They're different guys.
Paul, can you talk about the team chemistry? Because Bo and McCown and Tremont have all said like they right away they felt like this team had more chemistry. Can you just talk about what you've seen now in year two, more veterans being added?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, we're guys that have played together for a year. We've been in the trenches, and, you know, I mean, whether it's, you know, Joe and Dante Whitner and Tashawn Gibson, they know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They're playing towards each other in the offense. You know we might get a play and we say, hey, Trav, you're good on this one. I got this, you know. And they're like, yep, the Hawk, this one's for you. Because we know, you know, what routes are good for each receiver and what our gifts are to each other. And I think, like I said, that kind of chemistry, the earlier you have it, the better. And like I said, we're a lot further along than we were last year.
Yesterday, you guys started to have some success, and Joe and Dante came over. We're talking to you guys a little bit today. Had a pretty good day. Is there a feeling kind of with the offense you want to try and get them back tomorrow?
Yeah, it's always a competition, man. This is where, you know, we get 16, you know, real time to compete this season, and this is where you get it. And Dante, he's not short on a competitive edge. So, you know, if he feels like they're going down a little bit, he's going to come over and talk and try to motivate. And I think it just helps everybody. You know, I mean, the more motivation in practice, the more we compete, the more it helps us. We're going out against the other guys. So